In his latest report to KPCW, Harder said they've been very busy with their food pantries located in both Part City and Heber. He said that last week they served nearly 900 people.
We do ask people to sign up online. And if you're in Park City or Heber Valley, just sign up. That way we are prepared for you. We're basically putting together a box of food. So it's a grab-and-go system, much like the restaurants are doing. The one slight change this week will be it's going to be a little bit more of a drive-through, again, just to make it safe for everybody, even another step safer. I talked to the health department, and we're going to do a drive-through, meaning where people normally would drop off donations of furniture and clothes, et cetera. We're asking the people that are looking for the food pantry just come into that same spot. So you just drive through our roundabout, if you will, in the backside of the Christian Center, and we will load up the food into your car. And that way you don't have to get out. Again, just a little bit more social distancing there.
He said they're grateful for the food donations from the resorts and restaurateur Bill White. Harder said that patrons cannot exactly place a food order like a restaurant menu, but they will arrange orders that are gluten or dairy-free if a recipient asks. He said they can provide some other items, too.
If they need dog food or cat food, we do have that available as well. And then we got a little bit of toilet paper, and so we're giving each person a bit of toilet paper and feminine hygiene products, anything else that are in addition to food that you may need as well.
He's asking supporters not to personally donate food for health reasons. Harder said they may come up with a system where someone can place an order with a food outlet and have it delivered to the Christian Center. He said their need right now is for money that can help them obtain further food supplies.
It depends on how long this goes, but if we continue to have a shutdown where everything is shut down for the next couple of weeks, the food that we've received from the restaurants and the resorts has been fantastic, but those won't last forever. Typically, we get food Monday through Saturday from the grocery stores that's fresh, and that has dripped down to very minimal, and understandably so. I mean, they're cleaning out their shelves every day, it seems like, and they don't have as much to give. So we don't have as much fresh food to give. So that would be one of the things. We've already made two orders. We're making another order today. Just to supplement food so that we have extra food. So that's where the money's going.
Yeah, the major use for dollars is their basic needs assistance fund. Harder said they have nearly 120 people signed up to get help on items such as rent, utility bills, and medical costs, and that number will likely double. Meanwhile, residents busy with spring cleaning might have items to deliver to the thrift store, but Harder said that, again, for health reasons, they are not accepting material this week.
At this point, through this week, we're going to hold off, and then we'll find out more. Well, we're coming up maybe a solution where they could drop it off at a certain, different times, like Recycle Utah is doing, kind of basically in the evenings and early morning, and then we could sort through it. So we're sorting through that to make sure, again, it's super safe for everybody.
Harder said they're not looking for volunteers right now. They might need some help later to make deliveries to the elderly and shut-ins.
Again, it's safe and done well, and that would be something where we'd love to have some volunteers that are willing to deliver food. And it could be one of those where literally you drop it off at the porch, ring the doorbell, and leave, and there's no interaction per se. You can be very safe, but also get food to people who really need it.
Finally, Harder said mental health counseling is available on a telehealth system. You can contact Heather at the center by calling 649-2260 extension 1 or go online to counseling@ccofpc.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.